This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville.
Sharp County authorities say it was justifiable homicide in the shooting death of Brian Brinkley of Cave City. Sheriff Mark Count said this morning after interviewing all witnesses and reviewing all evidence in the case, the prosecuting attorney concurred with the medical examiner who performed the autopsy that the shooting was justified. He said no charges will be filed against another family member. 37-year-old Brian Brinkley was shot and killed Sunday afternoon at a residence on East Ridge Road. Sheriff Count said the incident stemmed from a family dispute. An Arkansas man has pleaded guilty in connection with an attack on an interracial couple's home earlier this year at Hardy. Gary Dobson today pleaded guilty to three charges in federal court. It was prior to the scheduled start of opening statements in his trial. Prosecutors agreed to dismiss two other charges against the 32-year-old. Authorities say Dodson and three other men plotted to firebomb the interracial couple's home at Hardy and that some of the men then threw Molotov cocktails at the home. The residents caught fire, but the couple was not injured. Dodson pleaded guilty to conspiracy to deny civil rights, interfering with housing rights, and aiding and abetting in the possession of an unregistered firearm. The three other men pleaded guilty in the case earlier this year. A jail inmate and former trustee has been charged in Independence County Circuit Court with stealing from other inmates. Court information says a jail trustee, 48-year-old Brian David Vinault, while cleaning floors at the jail, got into the property room and stole several items. The property room is where jail inmates' personal property is kept. Court records said that when jailers checked Vinault's cell, they found cell phones, SIM cards, and cigarette lighters, as well as a Bible that had $500 hidden in it. Lieutenant Jimmy Smith said Vinault had stolen just over $900 and had sent $320 to a friend out of town. Smith said jail supervisor Lieutenant John Ferguson and he went to the residence of the friend and recovered that money as well. Vinault is charged with two felonies, possession of prohibited articles and breaking and entering, and one Class A misdemeanor, theft of property. He's also being charged under the Habitual Offender Act. Vinault's bond is $15,000. One of the huge events this time of year is the annual Arkansas Sheriff's Boys and Girls Ranch Country Christmas Craft Show and Sale. Ranch Events Coordinator Diane Holland.
We've got almost 60 crafters this year. In fact, I think we do have 60. Of course, we've got the Cypress Santas that we've always had for, you know, Becky Ransom sells those. We have wood crafts and baked goods. It's just a variety of crafts. We've got people that do picture frames. We have three authors that will be signing and selling their book. One's a children's book, one's a Western book, and one's a nonfiction. We have our baked cinnamon rolls that we've been had every year for I don't know how many years. This year we're going to have a bounce house for the kids. Of course, we have balloon animals for the children too. That was another thing that we kind of put, you know, we've always had for the kids. We have an artist there that will either paint your pictures or, you know, she's got already painted stuff, and she's very good. And I said, there's so much woodworking. There's a lot of jewelry. We're 11 miles from West Batesville. It's a big deal. We're in our 26th year.
The Sheriff's Boys and Girls Ranch is located just outside Bethesda. Someone knew the hiding place of a front door key, and that led to a residential burglary in Independence County. Michael G. Coldwell of Charlotte told Independence County Deputy Sheriff Daniel Heflin that the theft occurred at his grandmother's residence in East Batesville. He said the key was left in the front door lock after the burglary, and it had been in a hiding place to allow another relative to check on the house from time to time. Someone, using that key, entered the house and took two Christmas presents from the back room. The thief or thieves also took four life jackets and a Big Mabel inner tube from a jet ski that was parked under the carport. In all, the stolen property is valued at over $3,000. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.